Blog Talk Radio.
Value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing healing, of course, the community, with Courage, Warriors, Rites of Passage, featuring Brother Adisa, which will be a great, great topic. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss the show, you can always check us out here on blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation, everything spelled correctly. Also, check out our fan page on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. For all the queens out there, while y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com, which is a place where queens can be uplifted. So it's time to support sisters who support the community. And again, that is thequeensandpost.blogspot.com, and that's the QUEENDOMpost.blogspot.com. All right. Without further ado, we're going to get into one last little thing before we get into our main topic. I would like to introduce the monthly yoga pose of September, which is going to be the Savasana, and that is a pose that's pretty much a restorative pose for those of you who are getting into your yoga studies. The Savasana is essential that the body be placed in a neutral position, so on the floor with your knees bent toward the floor, and lean back into your forearms, lift your pelvis slightly to the floor, push your hands back on the floor and your pelvis towards the tailbone. And this is just like a pretty much a small description of how you would get into it. Just pretty much laying on the floor like a corpse. It's called corpse pose, but I don't like to use that word because it denotes a negative vibration. But some of the benefits of this pose can be that it calms the brain, helps to relieve stress and mild depression, relaxes the body, reduces headaches, fatigue, and insomnia, and helps to lower the blood pressure. So it's a really, really restorative pose. It's a great pose to add probably at the end of your routine when you're about to get into a meditative state or what have you. So definitely, definitely, if you are into yoga, do study this pose, and, you know, don't neglect the poses that take less exertion to get into, because these poses have their necessity as well. Yoga is about balance. It's not about exerting all of your energy to see how you can twist yourself up into a pretzel. That's not the goal of yoga. The goal of yoga is to holistically aid your spirit into becoming a more balanced and a more positive being. So that's really what yoga is all about. So hopefully you can check that out. It should be posted up on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com shortly. All right. So without further ado, let's bring on Brother Adisa. Are you on the line?
Peace, sister.
Peace, Brother Adisa.
All right, cool. So, how
yes.
are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm wonderful as well, thank you. I just want to, again, give you appreciation for letting me, for having a conversation with me tonight. So, I'm looking forward to it, and I appreciate all the listeners and who are listening live and also that will be listening to like the archive or anything like that. So I just really appreciate the moment. So I'm ready to get into it whenever you're ready.
All right. And we appreciate you as well. I'm glad to have somebody like yourself speak on this subject because, you know, I feel like this right here is one of my passions. And we actually talked about it on the show already, and we didn't have the chance to have you on. So, you know, we're kind of making up for that tonight. And it kind of works out a little bit better because we get to make it all about you, your organization, and what you're doing. So give us some background information on who you are.
Okay. I appreciate that. I did want to get in on the whole topic. So who I am. I am Adisa L. I don't know, most of your listeners are probably in what they call the United States, but I'm in the jurisdiction what they call Canada. So I'm north of the border. Me personally, I'm a martial artist. I'm a third-generation martial artist. I've been involved in the community since I was a child. I got involved in, you know, many different groups, as they call schools of thought or different, you know, organizations. I found out that everything that I went through was just perfectly what I needed to for the given moment to learn just to get to the next stage. So I realized that even though there is a lack of steering our people's or our community's rites of passage programs, I find that no matter what you do, the universe is always taking care of you. So you're always going to be going through your rites of passage. But I'm just going to plug in, it's the perfect moment now. Like, what my intention was to do, as I was going through my stages in life, as and I'm still going through it, I've recognized, though, that there's a lack of guidance as I go through it from elders who've went through or that are aware that they've been going through a rite of passage themselves. Or for example, like I was listening to your previous show on the rites of passage that I wanted to get in on, and you all defined, there's a classic definition of what rites of passage is, which they define it as the ritual of, you know, like usually it's one thing, like catching a lion or a bar mitzvah, but in actuality, everything in your life is a marker, or everything that you accomplish in life is a point of reference for you to go through on to the next part of your life. So through martial arts, it is already designed this way. Like all the Eastern medicines, in terms of Reiki to acupressure, acupuncture, all of the arts, especially in the ancient days, they're all centered around a rite of passage program dealing with yourself. So these are the things that I started to recognize. And then, you know, going through African history or Kemetic history and world history and studying, like, different cultures in which I descend from, I started to see the same pattern no matter where you went on the planet. So I started to seek the source of things as opposed to just paying attention to the branch. So when I started to do this, I started to open up my spectrum, and I started to learn from every single area in life, every single culture, you could say, or every single scientific system. So I just studied secular knowledge as I was training martial arts. So I've been through 7 different martial arts and still counting, a black belt in one and ranked in a bunch of others. But I was heavily influenced by some elders that were before me. One being, of course, Bruce Lee, who what he actually did was expose the packaged and marketed version that they call martial arts in the West. But back in the East, that's not how martial arts is trained. They've actually taken it from being a natural rites of passage program or part of the rites of passage program and sold it to be like a university course. And you know, in the West, university courses are just, you learn outside of yourself. So I struggled through my life going through martial arts and being a melanated being, we dominate clearly amongst our peers. We clearly dominate, but when you're in a classroom taught by a specific, let's say, for example, a Korean, it's only natural for them in their DNA to really want to their people to, you know, get really good at it. But when someone comes from the outside and they're showing you up, you actually look like a bad teacher. But they're not really aware of the fact that it's just melanin is the reason why we can do these things. So what happens is if you check out almost every single martial arts school, not to disrespect them, but they always have like 1 or 2 token, quote-unquote, black people, right? Because if you have more, it separates, it creates a big gap in your class. And I know from teaching class that it's very hard to teach when you have a big gap in between the skill levels. So I struggled in terms of finding brothers and sisters like myself of my culture, of my ancestry, who were also not even that they weren't interested in training, but they had an awareness and they had a connection to it. And when they were training, they felt like it was actually helping them. I mean, it always is helping you, but it's one thing when you're learning something outside yourself opposed to learning something inside yourself. So a lot of brothers and a lot of my friends, as I'm going along, I'm asking them to come train with me, and they would come, and they do it for a while, but then they say, Lisa, you know what? I can't take the politics. I can't take the deliberate, like swaying of getting to the real root of what we're here to learn. When you get your level and whatever, and you start your school, I'll come train with you. So what I'm saying is that there's a big disconnection between our people and martial arts accessibility. We love it. We know that, you know, martial arts comes from Kenneth. We know all that already, right? But how come we don't have any expression of our own to say this is what we do? We are just as capable of practicing a science that is universal to every single being on the planet. Nobody owns a punch. Nobody owns a kick. So my experience with this is recognizing that in all the arts, they have 99.9% similarities. The 0.1% differs in their actual expression of it, their style. And that's what your culture is. I'm sorry, that's what your culture exemplifies. So that little 0.1%, though, is important. So I started to seek, I started to investigate, and I bumped into some elders from the 60s, 70s, and 80s down there by you guys, and they've been going through the same experience that I'm going through, but before me. They, too, woke up one day and was like, hey, I know Chinese martial arts, I know Korean martial arts, I know Filipino, I know Indonesian, but where is our martial arts? So these brothers traveled across the globe, majorly Africa. And what they did was they came together, and they all had different experiences, and they formed an association called the Kupigana Ngumi Federation. It's a Kiswahili word that means way of fighting with the fist, and basically it started out to be an investigation to find out where the root of martial arts comes from. And it's because of these brothers and sisters why the world right now knows that martial arts comes from Kemet. And another thing, and then so what they did was they're in different parts of the state. They all have the different experiences. Some brothers were boxers. Some brothers were kung fu masters. And then they would travel to the continent and all over and find their culture, apply the science to their culture, and now they're living their way of life. And what they did was create their own martial art expression. This is nothing new because this is what Bruce Lee did and was actually assassinated for. For he exposed China's billion-dollar industry in selling martial arts as a watered-down version. For they have a proverb in their culture, never teach the enemy what you know, because they're just going to come around and use it on you. I don't wrong them for that, but you have to understand that that's what they're doing, unless you get one of them to just tell you some stuff. So I don't mean to be blabbing, but anytime throw in, stop me or whatever. But so my experience was similar to that these brothers' experiences. So what they did was they did this. When I was younger, I was fortunate to go to a workshop with one of the brothers, a Dr. Kalindi Ely. And this brother, since, has been on my mind, and I had some DVDs from him, and I used to... So what I did was, and what my elders did here was, they asked him if he could come here and start a chapter. And what his response is, well, this is not really like that. It's about you developing your expression here in this place. So if you have martial artists, you guys just get together, teach each other, re-implement your culture, and let's roll. Let's re-implement our rites of passage programs. So what they did with me as a young man, they just kept me in martial arts. So I've just been doing it my whole life. And so I'm at a point right now where I decided to The universe also helped me make the decision, but it put me in a place where it was like, all that stuff that you talk, all the stuff that I practice about self-expression, freedom from confinement, self-defense, all these things that relate to like just everything in life, all the healing arts, I started to get into those. I took naturopath certification courses and Reiki Master and just started to expand, but it meant nothing until I turned around and tried to provide a venue or a medium where people like me can go, that like they can have access to the martial arts, and it doesn't have to be such a hard thing. So I found out that in Korea, their martial art is a rite of passage. Everybody in the country has to take it for a certain amount of years. It's a high school course. Sorry, it's a high school and university course, which means you could, like, that could be your major. That could be, you could major in Taekwondo, become a Taekwondo professor. So what I'm saying is this is a subject in our university that it transcends all the other areas that we learn as well. But what martial arts does is it gives us a platform or that medium I was talking about to learn yourself. For if you're given an exercise to do 20 punches, 5 sets, you realize when you start getting tired, if you give up before the end, if you're the type that just pushes through to the end, if you overexert yourself, like, you get an idea of where you're at, your physical, spiritual self is at. And this is your platform and your arena where you can learn and practice the art of know thyself. So you take things that you learn outside, a proverb you heard from earlier in the day, and when you come into training, you're doing things and you're like, hey, this is just like the proverb. Nothing can get in on you unless you let your guard down. And that same physical principle applies on the spiritual level. So we can get into more details with that kind of stuff, which I have a lot of information to get people to understand how simply necessary training in martial arts or anything that has to do with art, especially physical, because it's reconnecting and reestablishing the pathways from our nervous system, which is connected to our chakras, which is our spiritual center, and the root of like why we do things, how we take action. So my whole experience with this was, okay, I have to rely on the self. So I'm just going to relay or share some stuff that I know. I'm going to continue to train martial arts. So I started to pass on the knowledge, people asking me to and all that stuff. So I said, well, yeah, that's true. Why wait till I'm some whatever 7th degree black belt, and then I'm going to stand up in front of the school like these teachers are doing as if I'm not learning anymore? And then there's this big disconnection between the masters and the students because the masters haven't been training in the last 20 years. So what I've provided was a place where now we could train, people from all ages, people even if you do martial arts already. But what we're doing is re-implementing our rites of passage by our own design so that when people come in, they set their own goals. We have them on paper. They decide what they want to do and whatever spiritual system they choose to use for themselves, they could use. I mean, there is a few or a couple provided, but you can honestly use any system you choose, right? But what it is being able to utilize whatever language or whatever system that you're using. If you can set up a platform for yourself, so, okay, you have this goal, you have that goal. So, for example, you have yellow belt. You have red belt, you have orange belt, you have yellow belt, you have green belt, you have indigo belt, you have purple belt, and so on. So what we do is we go by that system, the primary chakra system. So when we're talking about raising the kundalini, when you come into the program, you're dealing with everything that's pertaining to the root chakra. And we can go into details, but that's dealing with everything that has to do with your base. your up and down motion, your sense of security, your sense of stability, your basis of health. So all the things that you can read about on, in the chakra system and what's represented in your root chakra, these are the things when you're training in martial arts, the specific moves that you do that train your root, that train your legs, or that train your seat, that train your root, and that actually start to, as you said earlier, aid your spirit to become more balanced, as what yoga does. So what we've come to realize that everything is energy, everything is healing. Martial arts is just the physical example of what goes on the internal healing. So you can look at it as yin and yang. So if martial arts is the yang perspective of healing, yoga or Reiki or herbal medicines or all the other yin or parasympathetic strengthening systems are the yin perspective of healing. So this is an aspect that's been neglected, forgotten, and this is my experience. So it's really difficult to separate what my plan is and what I just went through. So what I'm going through, I'm just putting out there, so like, this is what we're all going through. We all have fears. We all have goals. We all have things and obstacles in our way. And if we want to get to them, we have to address them. And when we address them, it's just like when you're raising your kundalini, you're doing your yoga meditations, and you're starting from the root, and you're raising. The same exact intentions that you're doing when you're doing yoga, you do these things when you train. For a lot of yoga is in martial arts, a lot of qigong. It's related to everything in life. So what we use the arts is a medium. So we talk, we deal with, we talk, we learn every single subject that there is to learn. Because when you get from your root and as you climb to the top, you've dealt with everything. So you end up learning the Kabbalah because we are the Kabbalah. It's just our seven primary chakras are a compressed version of the 10 spheres of the Kabbalah. And when we're training these things, and so this is the experience that I would wanted to pass on to other people or help other people get their experience in it. Because there's a lot of people. Every parent out here is like, yo, I want to sign my child up for martial arts. What's your number? Or, yeah, I've been sending my child to this school and he's been in it for 9 months and he still has a yellow belt. And there's so many things going on, but we're not a victim. We have not been responsible enough yet to not just talk about we need rites of passage programs, but to actually do the thing that actually teaches. And then after, we'll turn around and say, oh, look, there's our rites of passage. Because if you check the Jewish community, their rites of passage is not, as the one brother said in the earlier show, it's not, the bar mitzvah is not just the ceremony. That's when they start to own their first business. Right, and then in this business, and then if you notice in their community, they have a building on the corner where everyone in the community, their child goes to daycare right there. They got a primary school, they got a secondary school, and they got a university, all in the same area. They have everything set up to help usher their children into society based on whatever they want to do with their selves, whatever they figure out they want to do, right? And they're dealing with the Kabbalah, so they understand their mental, their spiritual, physical self. Or if you're doing birth charts and stuff, when you understand yourself, so we do birth charts in the program too, so when you understand yourself, you're able to navigate. And this is what we do here at I Am Courage. And then all the things that's been happening with it too, we can go on for days. So I hope I answered the question.
Well, you know, I don't mean to interrupt you because you are definitely giving a lot of vital information. And I don't even know why I came up with an outline because you don't even need anybody to guide you through the presentation. You definitely are an adept speaker and are very thorough with it. I mean, I'm impressed as the interviewer because I have – you know, get to experience somebody who can just hold their own so much as you can, which is a really great thing.
Okay. I appreciate that.
We do have 30 minutes left on the live stream. Unfortunately, I was not able to schedule the show for longer. I'm so, so sorry. After the stream. Like, I mean, this is obviously a topic that we could talk about for much longer than an hour. So please do call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. I'm going to open up the line so we can start giving our questions in. But we will definitely be able to, further engage as far as what your whole organization is dealing with. We do have one caller with their hand raised from the 773 area code. Caller from the 773 area code, you're live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions pertaining to the subject?
Peace, this brother Saeed.
Oh, peace,
Aye. Yeah. This topic is like really something to me because I was harassed by the police and arrested the other day, for I guess minding my own business. I don't know what he wanted to call it, but. I just want to briefly say that if our youth are being trained as far as in a rites of passage program, as far as how to deal with that situation, as far as police officers, I think we will be sitting in a better position as far as how our youth are being ushered into prisons.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
If you can pretty much understand,
because
a lot of times our youth don't know how to deal with police. So initially, when they get accosted by the police, they're gonna turn into stool pigeons, or they're gonna turn into somebody who is gonna be very belligerent to the police, like cussing them out and stuff like that, and then that's going to open up a door for a whole nother avenue for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all I want to say.
Brother Saeed, I think you hit it on the nail. I think that's what the intention of training through martial arts and knowing yourself, and I think that's exactly it. When in your case, we're talking about the youth that, you know, that get confronted by police and harassed and all that stuff. If you study them, what they study is human behavior, right? And if you if you understand when you go into their courts, you understand that their prosecutors and judges, they know how to say things to get under your skin. They know how to get you out of yourself. And that's what it is. That's what we're talking about in self-defense. The science of nature is nothing cannot get in on you unless you let your guard down. But things will try to attack you. But for every action, there's like 50 reactions. You know what I mean? For every move that's held on you, there's like 10 different escapes. Right? And there's always a way out. So when you're confident of this, because you train this theory every day, you're confident of it. What it actually is doing is, because muscles have no power to guide themselves, right? It's actually the nervous system, right? And the nervous system is connected, as you know, your brain. And as you know, brains are electromagnetic waves, impulses, stimulants. So it's studying human behavior, knowledge of the self, knowledge of the chakra systems and of yourself. You could piss somebody off just by saying a couple words to them if you understand what pisses them off. So what it's about is self-control, self-knowledge. So if something, the only way, as you know, Brother Saeed, because I think you're L, right? So you know that everything in nature is done by contract. Nothing can't violate you unless you agree upon these terms. So if you believe somebody superior than you, then they can just walk all over you.
Right.
Vice versa,
yes,
when you liberate yourself and realize that, no, you're of an equal being to that person and they can't walk all over you, all of a sudden the spiritual backing that you all of a sudden get, and you can stand up to your oppressor. So it's It's actually doing activities that reprogram the pathways from the brain to the body. Otherwise, you're going to have consistent things like they call the bystander effect, where more people see something going down, the less likely people are to react to it. That's because
right.
of the disconnection or the altered pathways from the brain or from the, you know what I mean, from the soul or from the mind to the muscles and to the body. Like something is stopping you. When you see someone, like if you see a sister getting beat, your mind, I don't care, your heart originally, naturally is going to say that's wrong. But somewhere
right.
between that and the pathway got deteriorated, it got blocked or something, and all of a sudden you're not doing nothing about it. So I think mm-hmm. this could apply to when we're being approached by people who don't have authority over you but are trying to get authority over you, so they want to bring your guard down. That's attack you through your root chakra, which we just talked about, is your sense of security, your base, and all this kind of stuff. And that's just the beginning of training. So I think you hit it on the nail, bro.
If I may add something to what you're saying, from based off of what you're talking about with the whole aspect of creating that contract within nature, I feel that contract is created within us when we are children and we're taught that, you know, go to the police officer when something is wrong. These are the people who are there to help you. That kind of brainwashing that we go through in the school
right.
system.
Yeah.
That teaches us
right.
to have an unhealthy respect for police oppressors, because they're not officers, they're oppressors.
Right.
So I feel like that's where that kind of contract begins. So we have to ultimately readjust our worldview and how we view what government is, because I feel too often brothers know something's wrong. Sisters know something's wrong, but they don't know exactly what is wrong, so they can't counteract that within their own consciousness. So we have to pinpoint exactly that that misinformation that was fed to us at tender early ages.
Ashe, I agree. I see a lot of our solution is going to come from the straight up actions, the actions that we take. I was going to mention something, but you mentioned government. Thank you. I think on high and low places, I think that word is something that we could talk about that for another 2 hours, because when you have some people in our community and stuff like that, their consciousness now, what they're dealing with right now, like what concerns them, their consciousness is on maybe governmental principles, like, oh, we have to govern ourselves, we need our own nation, and we got to do our own thing, and it's stuff being, you know what I mean? And then on the other hand, you have people who work like yogis and martial arts teachers and stuff like that, and healers who deal with the self, and they're dealing with the government of the self. My thing to bring to the table is to raise to our attention that our awareness is that what exists on high places is just on low places. As above, so below. Our problem is we're very either or, we're this or that, as opposed to being yin and yang, working together. So if the people could understand, or could start to learn the constitution of their bodies, or how to govern themselves, these same principles on these levels apply on a greater scale. So, for example, what is true for the individual, it's true for the household, it's true for the community, it's true for the nation, it's true for the continent, it's true for the planet, it's true for the universe, it's true for the universes, right? So this source, this one thing, if we could more focus on source, right, you'd be able to know what's, you know, left from right. You'd be able to know what's strayed from the source, what's more personal opinion, you really know like the truth. It just, everything is just the knowledge of self. So my advice would be to study the self. One thing like the birth chart, I think that's, you know, I like that. I think it's very effective for me to understand some basic stuff. Like in martial arts, you can clearly see, like in my classes, you can clearly see where people's Mars placement is. It's clear as day. Because they're dealing with Mars, solar, it's Mars, that's the connection. So, I'm going to blab for days. You got to stop me, because I will. I want to point out, my thing is I want to put out things that people are doing. You have a fight in the conscious communities with each other because we all are instinctively trying to do these things, but we all have different opinions. My thing is, if you look at it like martial arts, the consciousness of today, and if you look out there in martial arts, you have this big famous thing right now called mixed martial arts. Because what Bruce Lee did, because he was ahead of his time, he came and he was showing you that you can't limit me to a punch. Like, just because I'm Chinese doesn't mean I have to punch like that. Like, he came here and he learned boxing from the brothers. He learned fencing. He learned tango. He learned a whole bunch of things and said, well, what works for me? And he said, I'm going to express this, I'm going to practice this, and I'm going to train this, right? Other people can learn from me, and they'll learn my style, but what they're really learning is actually the essence, the science that's universal. And then what happens, they end up developing their own personal expression, and these things move on. So what he did was bring this consciousness, and it was cutting into a multi-billion, trillion-dollar business called martial arts. So if he's going to expose to tell everyone that they're saying that it's karate and there's kung fu and there's taekwondo, that's a lie because conceptually kung fu just means mixed martial arts. So we don't understand the history of where things are coming from. So what Bruce Lee did was he said, yo, brothers, you all have this in your soul. And the first person he taught was a brother. That's his best and top student ever. Right, and he's showing him, yo, anything you do, just do it, and do it. And so he developed what he calls Jeet Kune Do, and that's now its own expression. So our brothers, I didn't want to reinvent the wheel, so I just saw these brothers, the Kupigan and Gumi. I was like, perfect, let's do it. I'm down, let's do it. And then I found out that the federation kind of disbanded. So I'm not going to stop that mission. What those brothers did, even if they don't feel like they're successful. They are so successful that what they did inspired me, who's north of the border, right, to start from scratch to say, you know what, I have enough courage to do this, and we are going to start. If we're going to start in the park, we're going to start in the park. And then that's what we did, and then things just started to roll from there. And we still have a lot of ways to grow, but if this could be an example for other people, then whatever that you do, whatever it is that you do, find the courage. And if you can't find it, make it. That's our motto. If you can't find a way, make one, right? You don't need a middleman. You do need training, but you do not need a middleman to tell you that you have to get this certification. You do need qualifications. Don't get me wrong. But in terms of corporate registrations, which is unnecessary, and only when you do go to those corporate registrations is then when you realize that, oh, my gosh, I can't do this. I have to do this, and I have to do this, and they won't let me do this. Mm-hmm. But if you have oranges and you want to sell oranges on the street, you know they come and they stop you because you don't have a permit. Right? Mm-hmm. So self-defense, what it's also doing is helping us not only do this thing in terms of when we get into a fight, but even when we get into a verbal argument. You know what I mean? Being able to recognize when someone's attacking you, like, why are you eating chips is different from why are you eating chips. And when you are not aware of this, your energy gets drained and sucked and you get manipulated. And we have issues, and the issues are not external. They're all internal, and it's all dealing with how we govern ourselves. And then it will replicate and show. And we will start manifesting ourselves and conducting ourselves in a manner where we as a people can be different and have different styles and different ways of thinking and different religions and stuff like that, but still be of the same sort. So with my thing, I always teach the students is that picture this three spheres as three levels of consciousness. Just as an example, the first sphere is a circle.
Well, brother, I really, really want you to go into that. I do want you to go into that. But we do have callers who've been on the line patiently waiting to ask their questions.
All right.
So I want them to get their questions in. We have a caller from the 401 area code. Caller from the 401 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions that pertain to the show?
Oh,
peace, caller from the 401 area code.
Peace. Peace and love to all. Pardon me. I must have hit the button by accident. I'm just checking in on the call. I'm still listening, so I was catching up on everything.
Okay.
I'll put my hand back up when I have a question, but I enjoyed the show so far. Thank you.
All
right. Peace.
We do have another caller. Caller from the 647 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions that pertain to the subject?
Peace, family. This is Cool T calling from Toronto, Ontario. Adisa, you know what it is.
Peace.
Hello? All
right. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yeah, I'm just bigging up the Courage Movement. I'm one of the people that's involved in it with Adisa. Adisa, you there?
Okay.
Is Adisa still on the line?
He is on the line.
Peace, salute.
Yeah, you know what it is. Salute to everybody. I'm just here to big up the movement and echo what you're saying, bring some energy to what you're saying. I'm loving it. And, yeah, man, we're doing it big over here. We're starting from scratch, but we're making our moves, you know. So just a quick big up, and I'll let you guys get back to what you're doing.
That's what's up.
Thank you, and we appreciate the energy and all of that. Thank you. All right. We only do have 13 minutes left on the live stream, so we do want to get the callers in. So if anybody does have a comment or question pertaining to the subject at hand, which we are discussing Courage Warriors Rites of Passage with Brother Adisa, and we're just going in on the whole topic of rites of passage, martial arts, all of it all in all together, please call in. Again, that number is 917-932-8881. I want to let everybody know that since 12 minutes is left on the live stream, and we are going to keep going strong into the archives, so please do call in again. Use that call-in number and just switch on over to the call-in if you can. If not, we've enjoyed spending this time with you. And we're just going to get right back into the callers. We do have another caller. Caller from the 618 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hey, peace and blessings, family. My name is Metu Hotep, and I want to comment on what you said, brother. You're right, because a lot of people think that if they can't find a way, that they just give up. You're supposed to make a way, and I really appreciate you disseminating information, because a lot of people really think that a lot of those options that they see are shut, that's what shut them down, but that should never make you stop. It should move you in the direction of doing for yourself. If you can't see other people trying to help you, then your only option, well, your first option should have been yourself in the first place, but you'll learn that as you go, and I appreciate that, brother.
I really appreciate that, bro. Yeah, and just to qualify what you're saying, yeah, and don't be afraid to go through trials and struggles to get to your goal and your destiny, because honestly, it's not going to be easy, especially when you're doing something for your organic self and for your community. You obviously know the state of the world right now is the opposite energy, so you're going to meet resistance, but it's to have the courage to face the fear. So, yeah, bro.
Exactly.
So, yeah, man.
So another thing I want to add to is that people got to realize that the hardest step is not the last; it's the first step. So make that first step, because we got to move out of fear, because the only thing fear means is false evidence appearing real. Once you get rid of that, you can make your first step.
I say. Make that step, family. Yeah, spread that. Spread that word. Anyone listening, that's where the energy's at. There's current behind that. So if you have youth, you have children, like, that's something valuable to pass on and to share and to give people encouragement with. Because this is the state that we're at. There's It's the Aquarian Angel, for real.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, brother. All right, we have another caller with a hand raised. Caller from the 803 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, it's Palmetto Star, Ruler Underground Radio. I'm just liking the program a lot. I was going to ask the brother, what do you do to increase courage, especially with our youth? What would you do to increase that? What would your techniques be to do that?
Good question. There are specific techniques that can work, but it depends on the individual. But generally speaking, just whatever it is, but having people have a sense of accomplishment. It's about when people set a goal for themselves or have a task to take, and whatever they got to go through is their personal experience, and then when they take the test or whatever and they pass, that reaffirms or reestablishes the pathway from your heart center, Andrew, but from your heart center where your courage comes from. And from your soul aspect, like you're actually tapping into these divine energies that are within you, but you have to ignite them. So my advice would be, in particular, methods and stuff. Let's say if you're dealing with the heart chakra, let me get some for you. But anyway, dealing with the heart chakra, any movement that's dealing with resiliency. And what happens is, any movement dealing with resiliency, so like the spinning on the axis moves, and what this actually does, and sorry, zigzagging on angles. I mean, we do need a little bit more time for me to explain everything in detail from my understanding so far. But when zigzagging and doing all these stuff, it recreates this, or it brings to stimulus this energy within inside yourself that can, just like when you're being attacked or something, when you're in total confidence of yourself, there's no movement that you cannot do. So you're in total balance, which means you could go here, you can go there, just depending on whatever the situation requires. You're totally empty, and that's a perfect balance. So movements that strengthen or that are related to the heart chakra. Of course, the root chakra is always the base of everything, and even courage too. So if you're dealing with another technique can be dealing with all the techniques that deal with squatting, that deal with all the kicking techniques, straight up. That's why this Kune Do and Bruce Lee's martial art, it was mostly kicks, because it's relating to your connection to the ground, how strong your base is. So you can tell by the way someone squats, how many squats they can do, or if they're controlled in their squats. That's how their root chakra is functioning at the time. So use that as a monitor. Try different things, but really focus on those two major centers, heart and root. And movements, again, that deal with the root is the up and down movement, feet firmly in place. The emotional response to that is that you can't be moved. Any technique, that's why dance brings out these same things. That's why dance and martial art can be mixed together. Any activity. So if you're dealing with a martial arts or even like crump, yo, I big up crump on a level. Like I'm trying to get a hold of them brothers there. So if you're in California and you hear this, like link me up, because that needs to be re-implemented back into that. Yeah. So I don't know if I helped you at all, and that's just
no,
as
you
much
did
as
help
I can
me
so
a little
far.
Bit, and I want to actually take that, and I just want if I can just add on a little bit, and you may or may not agree with what I'm saying. But, you know, we got these people that are in different organizations and stuff like that are doing detrimental stuff in our neighborhood as of currently, such as, you know, the Crips, the Bloods, and people that are in the gang and stuff like that. And they take this energy, this energy that they have, because what they are is warriors that are not woken up to the fact that, and they're just fighting ourselves, you know what I'm saying? They're looking in the mirror and they're hating themselves and fighting ourselves.
Right.
But we do have to, and I'm just speaking in general terms right now, we do, I think, have to give a sense of fighting for something to these people. you know what I'm saying, fighting for something to these warriors, you know what I'm saying? I think that we have to give a sense of fighting, that they're doing something and fighting every day for it. Now, you know what I'm saying, they're taking that energy and they're fighting themselves, you know what I'm saying, putting their own selves and killing our own self, you know what I'm saying, basically just committing suicide, you know what I'm saying, because they have this latent energy, this need to fight. But, you know what I'm saying, they're fighting the wrong people. You know what I'm saying? They're fighting. We're fighting each other. We're fighting ourselves.
That's exactly it, brother. I agree with you 100. So my thing is, so we got to connect. You know what I mean? We got to connect and support each other, strengthen each other. So whatever you got going on down there, if I could assist in any way, spread the word, spread the awareness, get people together that do different things that could create a Voltron. And, you know what I mean?
All right.
Provide.
Give out your contact information and give out how we can get in contact with you, because there's 4 minutes left on the live stream and I want everybody to get that information. So
okay, well, I'm Palmetto Star.
Let me give mine. I think I should give mine because so that everyone can get it instead of me taking everybody's, right?
Yeah, that's
true.
Go ahead, Adisa.
All right, so website, I Am Courage. IAMCOURAGE.webs.com. That's the main site. Information I want to we're up to and stuff like that, updates, contacts is all on there. But just for the sake of information, email is IAMCOURAGEWRP@gmail.com. Or I got I Am Courage on Facebook too. And phone number, why not? 647-764-2810. Though everything is on the site, iamcourage.webs.com. And it's on the rise, family. So if any way, if you have any energy whatsoever, even if it's a word of encouragement, anything, send it on through because we're going to use it and we're going to relay it on to the children here and to young adults and to adults who want to then put themselves through a rite of passage again, and if they never got an opportunity to go through one as they grow when they grew up. So I think that's it.
Well, thank you, Palmetto, for calling in. We have 2 minutes left in the live call, and I want to just let everybody know that if you're on the line already and you got a question, you want to get it in as soon as possible, because after a certain point in the archive recording, we cannot take any more live calls. So if you have any comments or questions, please do ask them now. Call number is 917-932-8881, and you can definitely be assisted with all of that. All right.
Shout outs to Conversations with the Queen, first of all. Big up to what you're doing. To all the family out here in support, first of all, the families in the States and stuff that have been supporting me long distance, seeing what I'm doing and want to contribute and somehow and just love it, give me advice and all that kind of stuff. I love it. Keep it coming. I am putting it to work. Nothing you do is in vain. But I most want to give honors and respect to the students at Courage Warriors who are listening right now and who are in archives. Big up yourself. We are making history, so just keep doing it. I'm sitting here with my sister, who's about to expect my little nephew real soon. So I just big up to my little sister. And the whole reason why we did these things was for the children. Big up to all the organizations up here, Morris Science Temple of America, I Am Movements, to even the ones who I'm not working with right now. Big up to all y'all, Nawafians and Nation of Islam and Live Poetry. The poetry scene here is big. So get connected with a lot of people up here. There is a lot going on up here if you all only knew, right? What I'm doing is just a piece of what's going on up here with different levels and different parts of our consciousness. So peace and love to everybody.
All right. And there you have it. So if you are listening in, we're still going to continue going in and definitely finishing up this discussion. So do call in. The call number is 917-932-8881, and you got 5 seconds to call in, just so you know. So have you ever made that switch? All right, okay, cool. We're recording. So, I mean, we could just keep going in on the conversation that we were having. I mean, I did have an outline. You covered most of it in your 30-minute lecture at the beginning, but
a couple of things I didn't get to address.
It's okay. I mean, it's fine. I mean, you're very well spoken, and what you say actually makes sense. So I don't mind you going for a prolonged period of time. Other people do need a little bit of, you know, guidance sometimes, because if they start rambling, they might not make too much sense. So it's cool. But I just want to hit on a couple of topics that we didn't really get to touch on. I'm interested in why you named your organization Courage. So, I mean, why did you name it that?
Straight up, doing this type of thing is not easy. I've chosen to go the indigenous route, which means it's not going to be easy, but in the long run, I'm protecting myself from violators, from people who any day they can just kick in my door and take everything from me. So I said, well, let me just do this thing from the start. I mean, it's not going to be easy. I have not received any grants. I don't get any funding. Everything is just solely done by just assistance from people who want to help and from actually the students' donations. So my thing is, I recognize that what I'm doing and for the communities that I'm doing it for the schools I'm going to, the areas that I'm going into, other schools, like no schools go into those places. Right, so I recognize what I'm doing is outside of the box. So I have to expect confrontation or resistance. So it only just made sense to honestly express myself, right? And I recognize that there's something that's universal to us all. We all have fears. We all have obstacles and things that we're trying to get through and to accomplish, right? But, however, there's a couple quotes I'm just trying to get them here. Oh, I have them in here. Because there's a couple quotes that was really interesting to me when I just looked up, if you look into the word or you look into the concept of courage, Maya Angelou says, courage is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can practice any virtue, but nothing consistently without courage. She also says, one isn't necessarily born with courage, but one is born with the potential. Without courage, one cannot practice any other virtue with consistency. Courage, other definitions were like, or other quotes are like, Proverbs are, we can be kind, true, merciful, and generous. I'm sorry. Courage is the ladder on which all of the virtues mount. So it reminded me of a particular energy that everybody relates to, right? Like everybody has this aspect within themselves that when they something that they want to do, they have to find the courage to do it. It's something that they don't want to do. They have to find the courage to do it. If there's something that if you're trying to handle yourself because some crooked peace officers are trying to draw you into a fight, you have to have the courage to stand up, but have the courage not to be over egotistical. And really, courage is a main spark of life that, as Maya Angelou has explained, is in everything. So I found that when people are coming in to train at this school, like, I don't want to be this martial arts teacher on top of the school and all my students and this is my school. No, this is a medium where we train. I'm not done training. I'm going to be training for my whole life, right? And and other people, I want them to come into this atmosphere and feel like they're contributing to it. Because in actuality, we're expressing and creating our own martial arts style or expression. So everybody comes into this place, has fears, has things that they have to accomplish.
Yeah.
So when they come in, they set their goals. And then we work on developing the strength and the courage to find your way or make one. That's what we're dealing. So I named it after the experience that I'm going through, or we are going through. So it kind of ended up that way, too. So it was no coincidences. And what I was going through in my life, too, I was sitting down and I had to make a decision. Do I continue with this and struggling? Because, struggling. Like, I've been homeless because of this. But I don't care. I'll do it again. The joys, the miracles that I see every class, that I see when they do programs, when outside of class, like, I can't even explain it. It's immeasurable. So, and with the children, when you see children who were being called ADD in school and all that stuff, when they come into my class, they're the best students. And I know this for a fact. They can't tell me nothing different. So this, I'll live on the street if I have to. Right? So, but I don't. If I can work it, I'm going to face that fear, because honestly, that is a fear of mine, as everybody else's is. So I'm not afraid of that. Right now, I was in the past, but right now I've gotten to a level in my personal development, in my rites of passage, that, hey, I'm going to face my fear, and I'm going to do what I'm destined to do, my passion, even if I have to be on the street if I have to be. Which I'll always be okay, man. People love me, man, and I love them, so, like, I'll be okay. So really and truly, courage is going beyond the fear. And getting the blessings that come after. So, I mean, it just explained everything that I was going through, and I was like, that's it, courage. It's not a school. I want it to be structured as a rite of passage so that whatever level, say someone's on this level today, they advance to the next level. They are responsible for guiding, assisting, and even teaching the generation or the level that they just went through. Right, so it's actually everybody's helping each other. So it's not a beast of the master and he's telling everybody what to do. We're there learning.
Yeah.
I learn from each other, because I learn stuff from beginners. I'm like, wow, that's true. They instinctively figured stuff out. It's like, wow, good stuff. And that is, I think that's the energy that people are feeling and seeing. And when they come to class, they're like, this is where they're supposed to be. And we don't have money, and we don't have a whole bunch of money. We don't even have our own place yet. We're using places, and we're outside, and we're doing all that stuff. And I know one day
we'll
get a place.
Hopefully, my show is a humble show as well, and it has its humble beginnings. But hopefully by you doing the show and educating people on exactly what it is that you're doing and the importance of it, we'll be able to raise awareness to the degree where, you know, we can now, you know, speak prosperity and those blessings in that aspect. Because, I mean, honestly and truthfully, it's time for us as a people to start investing in ourselves. And that's an issue.
Right.
That you see reflected in the mindset of our people. And it's not even just, you're going to have the average person who's going to be talking about, oh, how hood black people, we can get Gucci this and all this other stuff, but we can't pay our rent. I mean, I'm not even going to talk about it at that mundane level. I'm going to talk deeper and speak to the aspect that the biggest problem that we have, especially as a people, is the ability to stop and heal ourselves. And take those time and invest in who we are. Like, I'm currently working at a place called Natural Vibes. Big up to Natural Vibes. That's 702 Main Street in Brockton, Mass. If you're out there, go check it out. Natural everything. It is natural. It's a natural vibes, natural hair, natural natural health products, natural everything. So that's what we're doing out there. But, yeah, working in this store has taught me a lot about how our people's minds function, because the people that I interact with, they will go straight for the destructive things, the most destructive thing in the store, which will be, you know, necessarily the things that, I'm not saying that, you know, smoking is necessarily a completely destructive thing, but it is something that could be potentially destructive with the potentially destructive mindset. So
yes,
you have a lot of people who will go straight for those type of things without reaching for all the healing that's in the store. They won't even, my brother who I'm working with, he's like, you notice how they don't even look at anything else in the store? They just come in, get that, and then leave. And I'm like, definitely. So that speaks to the mindset of our people, where we're such, we're in such a destructive mode and self-destructive mode. We won't take the time to even invest in ourselves, to get massages, to take time to meditate, to take time to quiet ourselves, to take, that time to love ourselves and restore ourselves. So, I mean, whatever it is we're doing, anything that I'm bringing to you, now this is just a moment where I need to just have a moment with my listeners.
All right, just do it up.
Any subject or any organization that I'm bringing to you on Conversations with the Queen is something that I wholeheartedly and truthfully endorse and back up. The people who come on my show are not people who I don't know. Okay? I know these people who come on my show. Brother Saeed brought you to me and said, okay, you know, I want to have you on the show, but I knew you before that. Me and you had already had our little discussion and our little dialogue before that, and I have gotten to know a little bit about your organization long before Brother Saeed even, you know, came to me and brought you into my cypher. These things are intimate, you know? These things are not something that I'm bringing to the public eye and saying, hey, you know, here's something to talk about this week. No, these are things that I live. These are things that I believe. These are things that I will stand by, endorse, and, you know, give my energy to. You understand what I'm saying? So when I'm saying support this brother, when I'm saying support this sister, when I'm saying these things, and it's not just something I'm saying every week to make a good show. This is how I truthfully feel about these organizations. And a brother as passionate as this should not be having to worry about being homeless or where they're going to have their next function or how they're going to put together their next meeting. That should not be a worry, because this brother right here is bringing vital things ahead of your time. Ahead of your time. Like most people who are ahead of their time, they're very underappreciated and very and misunderstood, especially by the community. So I'm challenging my listeners. I'm challenging people who don't normally listen to the show or just happen to stumble onto this clip. I'm challenging you to support this organization, to support this brother. And I don't just mean by money, but I definitely do. Every dollar counts, let's be real. Where we live at is ran by an economic aspect. So we do need to economically support people who we say we endorse as well. But it go even further. And whatever you can give as far as your time, your effort, your encouragement, sharing this message, sharing the show, do it and go that extra step. I'm sorry, I just had to have a little moment.
That's what's up. And if I could just press stop, rewind, and play again, I'd want to hear that again. That is on point. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And it's difficult to, because when you do these things, you're not doing it for the money, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it. But you're right, because we want to expand on our services, we want to provide better services. So it does need community support. That's why rites of passage are necessary, as opposed to the typical school structure that we're used to, even though rites of passage is schooling. But I just mean that it's and I admit, and I just want the listeners to know that From what the brother was saying to what the queen is saying, that is the process. Things do grow. And I'm not saying I'm not growing. I am. But I'm just letting you know that what the sister pointed out is true. Like I want to, we need to provide a future for the children. And when they decide to follow their dream, that it's not going to be so hard. Just like when Mark Solowski wants to start a T-shirt business, he just goes to, hey, Dad, can I get a, I want to start a T-shirt business. The dad just throws in whatever, or his aunt or someone in the community just throws him a bunch of money for a T-shirt. He doesn't even take it seriously. He crashes. Oh, well, he had an experience with it. But with us, we can't afford to do that because we're so uptight. We'd rather go to the Drake concert and instead that, like, I got my $50. I got to buy some clothes to go out to that night. And I'm not going to invest this money into that program. I don't have it. I'm broke. And that's not true because we are not broke people. Our energies are misdirected. That's it. Because we have millionaires. We have millionaires and billionaires and like you see them, you walk, you go to their concerts, you see them all the time and yet there's nothing going on in the communities. Like we have, you know what I mean? So it's also to reach to these entertainers and stuff because they have a lot of energies like really controlling them too. So I'm reaching out to whomever, right? And even in your territories, like if whatever program you have, like get on that same spirit. It's not about money for a decent.
Yeah, we're gonna link
right.
up.
Yeah, man, we are gonna link up. So it's just keep the spirit of whatever you're doing, and keep the passion. Let the passion show. Let just do it. Go 100% do what you do. And like Queen says, people will see that. You know what I mean? And then we're going to change this stuff. Like as we heal, as our minds heal and all this stuff, people will start to say, okay, instead of getting this, I'm going to talk it straight. Instead of buying this Swiss or buying this juice, I'm going to help out. You know what I mean? I'm going to sponsor a child or I'm going to sponsor an adult to go to a dance class or... And then what ends up happening is when people start to do this thing individually, you start to develop a respect for unity because unity cannot be reached until individualism is reached. Individualism breeds unity, and unity breeds individualism. So it's always a yin and yang complementary forces working together. We cannot think about unity coming as it being just the state of unity. Bam, we're all united. And everybody, no, because that's communism. That's dictatorship. That's negative unity. There's positive and negative unity. We need a healthy unity. We need justice. We need a unity that respects everybody's individuality and knowing that we're joined at the source. So as I was going to go into later and then, I mean, earlier and then I was there and then we ran out of time, picture three spheres as an example. This is levels of consciousness, 1, 2, and 3. First sphere is a circle with a line through it from top to bottom in the form of a brick wall, right? Meaning that the two spheres are dealing with duality. It's either this or that, his or her, up or down, black or white. And that's not bad. That's the basis. That's it's in the seven laws of duality and everything like that. But it's the basis. And then the second sphere now is a growth in consciousness where you use the first sphere's element as like the groundwork. But the consciousness raises. So now this second sphere is actually the sphere with the yin-yang symbol. So it has, you know, the S in the middle and has the two dots on each side representing a relationship between the two. So now the previous consciousness was duality. So now it's duality working together harmoniously, and that's called polarism, them working together. But then, and most of the world and all the religions, they're on the first sphere of consciousness, either or, this or that, Christianity, Islam, or Judaism, Hindu, like it's not Hindu, sorry, but it's either this or that, this or that. Next level of consciousness we have is the yin-yang, so you have a lot of the Asian arts. you know, the harmonious, everybody let's work together, everybody let's do this. And that's great. Most of the world is on this level of consciousness. But what the Aquarian Age requires is a growth from consciousness from even that. Because what this sphere, what the yin-yang sphere does is, if people are not careful, they're going to they look and see someone else doing their thing, and they're like, well, you have to do it in harmony with me. So what you're doing is not right. You have to do it my way. You have to do it the way I want you to do it. Because, and then you get into arguments, because we always feel that we have to be, you know, answering to each other. But no, the next sphere is dealing with pluralism, where everything is in one sphere, and there's a whole bunch of little spheres doing their own little thing in it. They all relate to the same source and the same principle. They're all based off of the same stepping stones, building blocks. But this level of consciousness is more aware that, yo, you can do your thing over there. I'm watching you, and I can see that you just have a different style of fighting. But you're fighting the same way, a block to block, a kick to kick, right? Or you can use it, in, you know, as any example, as in life. Like, you have your spiritual school, you like to do this, you like to do that. I like to do this. I like to study nationality, indigenous rights, and all this stuff. You like to do, you know, the dark, the mysticism and the darkness of the darkness.
Okay.
Cool. But we recognize that we are all in the same sphere, actually working for the same cause. I'm just a master at that. You're a master at that. And I think we all need to get into this level of consciousness. And what Bruce Lee brought to the table, what the Kupigani and Gumi movement has brought to the table, what courage, mental consciousness brought to the table, was a place where you can practice bringing different elements in whatever it is that you need. Draw from anywhere on the planet, anyone that you love, make it your own and create your own expression now so you can be yourself. And actually, and this is in my, and how we see it, this is what the Aquarian Age requires. A bunch of free-thinking individuals that recognize that they're still part of the all. Because the Aquarius energy is really, it's a air element and really rebellious. Like, they don't conform to things. They're not going to conform to one thing. It's about humanity, equality. And it's about pouring out all that thing, all the sacred and degrees of stuff that we learned in the Pisces era. Pardon me. So that's what we're doing. We recognize that the times are changing, so you have to go with the times or you're going to get buried. Like, I'm going to say it straight. A lot of the groups out there and all the spiritual schools of thought, straight up, I'm going to say it straight. You need to wake up. We need to grow from the ways that we've been already doing things, because I'm sick of what I see on Facebook. That's embarrassing. You have so-called intellectual, spiritual leaders and beings and all this stuff bickering over the most nonsensible things on the planet while our children are just sitting there playing video games because we're on the internet, on Facebook. Like, honestly, you want to do some work, let's implement our rites of passage programs. And then when we talk about them, we talk about what we're doing, not what we want to do. Let's grow now. Let's grow up. And I'm, yeah.
Go ahead. No, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm agreeing.
Yeah, no, real talk. I'm passionate about it because, and I'm sure there's so many listeners and everybody out there, they feel this, they have the same feeling, exact same feeling. None more or less than mine. But what I'm trying, how I'm doing is I'm utilizing just the skills that I've developed from when I'm growing up. I was lucky enough to be in certain spheres, to be in certain circles and learning certain things. I had specific mentors that really guided me, helped me, and they still help me to this day. And as I grow, the universe, the laws of attraction just help keeping me meeting the exact people I need to meet. And being in this energy and this vibe, it comes from training. Like, if you know anybody that does any type of physical fitness or anything like that, people are like, hey, you look different. You look more bubbly. Your aura is a little bit better. That's because all of us are talking about spirituality. But we cannot practice spirituality unless you work and master your lower self.
Yes.
So we have a,
Yes, we are divine beings. We are the higher self. But who are you to, if you're the higher self, but you have not mastered your lower self? This is our problem. We're egotistical as a people in general. We think, oh yeah, we come from chemistry, we invented, we taught the world all this stuff and blah blah blah. So blah, blah, blah. But yet,
it's an imbalance, not process.
Who is
that?
Exactly, imbalance. Then if it was so, then why are we in the physical position that we're in right now? Because it's only an expression of what's going on within. So my thing is that we need to humble ourselves, right? We have it. We have all the crown chakra, in the, pineal gland metaphysicians who can, we can do all kinds of things, but what we can't do is master our experience here. Right? So what happens is other people are going to say, wait a minute, I understand what this is about. I'm going to master my experience here so I can practice my spirituality. And they're just going to do it. And then what happens is we've generally gotten to a place where we're sitting down complaining, expecting people to do things for us. As if we don't have time right now as we speak to create the curriculum to teach children and teach ourselves and each other these things. Right, and then have the enough tolerance within inside yourself to be like, okay, if that person is dealing with that, that's where they're at in their rites of passage, right? Because I remember I used to be on that. I used to be, you know, on the same old thing. I used to be on the same old. I used to be on what everybody else. We're all going through the same thing. So I'm trying to bring, like, I have my personal choice of my spiritual system, but that's my personal choice. Right, I have my personal choice of how I express my spiritual system. Where my energy is right now might be in, like, you know, dealing with human rights and indigenous rights and all this kind of stuff, but that's what I'm dealing with in some aspect of my days. There's other things that I deal with. There's other things that other people deal with. So my plea is to even the paradigms that I'm involved in, let's wake up. Let's stop perpetuating what you're complaining about everybody else is doing. And this goes for all of us, me included, all of us. So what you're doing right now, Queen, is part of the curriculum that's helping us get these things out. Cause, so we need these international venues. We need these places because I don't know what's going on in Cali, what's going on in Vancouver, what's going on in Jamaica, what's going on in Haiti. I don't know. We're not aware, but if the more we get connected, we realize that everyone's going through the same thing.
Exactly.
Everyone's going through the same things. We're all going through the same things, but we have an ego problem, and we all want to fight against each other. Right? Mm-hmm. It's nothing wrong with sparring. Like, you could spar with your brother because you're training each other. But our mentality with this thing is, oh, because I have a difference of opinion, do you mean you have to be enemies? No, we don't.
Exactly.
In class, we fight each other in class every day. And every time we spar and every time we take downs and all this stuff, we're more closer than we ever were. So my thing is, let's start developing our maturity, which means we have to grow from our root to our navel, to our solar, to our heart, to our throat, to our pineal, to our crown and beyond, as an example of a system you can use, instead of just thinking we got it and that people owe us and that I'm this, you know, super minister and people just automatically have to listen to what I say. No, I think, though, that was the Piscine era. It was good for that time. I'm not dogging those people to say they're stupid, but I'm just saying, if you notice, those are a lot of the elders too. So no disrespect to them, but what we're saying is I want to utilize what the elders have taught, so let me utilize it, but in order for us to learn what's been taught, you have to develop it and continue it on. So that's why there's no fixed idea. Look at martial arts as the example. You cannot contain martial arts. In China, every household was their own style. Every father had their own nickel pain. One father had the twisted fist. The other father had the speedy foot. The other father had the fire, breath of fire. Like, and this is, but then what happened with imperialism
and which is right now today corporate takeover, right, is that they're getting everybody to register with this fraud government for no reason, just so that, sorry, so they can get you in contract, so they can tell you what to and what not to teach. This is what Japan did when they went to different countries. They banned the country from practicing their own art and forced them to learn karate. So they weren't allowed to practice their own indigenous art, but they were allowed to learn karate. So, I mean, it wasn't much different, but then what we're just trying to say is it's about control. It's about this system of control from the Piscean era, that there's going to be this master mason, and then everybody's going to be under him in all these different degrees. I'm not saying it's wrong, but that was then, this is now. You know what I'm saying? So for the future leaders, for the ones in all these organizations and movements, if you want to continue, we want to continue our reign, we have to go with the times and start raising leaders, not followers. Okay, we want to, like Aquarians, you want to get all the information out. You don't want to be considered the leader right now. Tell you the honest truth. You want to be known as a brother that or sister that has helped give birth to leaders. And everything that's my kind of thing. So if we can develop this courage, of course, because everyone has so many different things to deal with. You can't. It's not fair to just make up one healing method for everybody. Everyone has a different road that they're going to have to take in order to heal themselves. Everybody has to do that. So when they come into the program, we find out what they need, and what we work on is developing their inner strength to overcome and heal in whatever they're trying to, or whatever their goal is. That's where the focus is at, as opposed to trying to tell people to think the way I think. That's the difference of era, right? So whatever program, whatever you're teaching, whatever you're doing or like that, you don't change what you're doing in terms of what you're trying to bring to the people. It's your methodology. It's your methodology. It's like, yo, what are we trying to do here? Are we trying to give birth to followers as we were trying to do in the Piscean era? Or are
speaking
we trying
of what
to
we're trying to do, can I ask you, so what are your future goals for your organization? Like, what are some of the things you see your organization doing?
Nice. Well, we want to create a big presence here in the home first. Eventually have a big spot, big enough to contain and do everything, all the different activities that we do, because a lot of my students are like spoken word artists, musicians, and singers, and healers, and naturopathic doctors, and then expand. So, like, some of the students are getting to a level where they're able to now teach or start teaching. So then when this is done, but when everybody, people get to their level and they're ready to expand, they go off to wherever they're from, back to their neighborhood, wherever they want to go, and they just start a chapter, call it what they want, but we keep this network going. And this school will help that school grow, and then everyone has now a future. You don't have to do martial arts, but you can go into healing. You can go into teaching curriculum, like math and science, whatever you want to do. And then expand to just as far as it can go. If it can go across the globe, if it can get affiliated with all different kind of organizations, let's do it, right? Another thing, too, is because of all the awareness that's been going on with it, like, we've gotten movie roles. So I've been in some movie roles, right, some independent films, and I just got in on board and a fight choreographer. So right now everyone in the class is training for the next film that we're about to do. So it's going to take a little bit of time. So we're getting into the movies. And in terms of the movies, not the Hollywood movies, but the independent films where we can tell stories, express our art, have events for children to practice for, train for, working in the arts. Because If you go back into the University of Ancient Kemet, acting, martial arts, these are high sciences dealing with, like, the highest principles of metaphysics, right? Like, what Denzel Washington does is high science. Don't belittle acting. That's what Bruce Lee came to the plate to show you, acting and unacting, right? So that's one of the aspects that's grown. Another thing I'm getting into is music management. Because of the confidence that we're rolling with, it's creating an energy. And people are like, artists, like a couple artists right now are like, no. They want to contribute to courage by using courage as a platform for them. And that's what the purpose is for. I want people to use courage. Use it for its links, for its wherever its awareness is going to. Bring your business. Say you're a massage therapist. Anywhere courage is, promote your stuff. It's on the site. Anything you want to do, and that's what it is. It's a platform. It's going to inspire and spark, and it already is doing things that I didn't even imagine. Some of the things I had planned 10 steps ahead, but other things, I'm blown away. Right? Mm-hmm. So what to expect next are just developments in growing the chapter here and what we have going on here, and then extending it. Right now I've been traveling across, you know, country, starting to go across the country now, here and there. Used to go into schools a lot. I haven't been lately doing lectures, workshops, just raising the awareness of what is going on. Like, it took years. People didn't even know half of all this stuff. Just that, oh, shoot, what could be done with me? Oh, shoot. And, like, it's just so much stuff that I had to raise the awareness for before I could start really pushing it. Now it's at the level where we're pushing it. So look to us for collaborating with other groups of different, you know, whatever it is that they're doing, is as long as we're, you know, we can come together, sit down, we agree, and bam, we're gone. Also look for, I'm going to be traveling to the States very soon, and I want to, like, hit up a couple places. And I'm not, like, thinking, like, oh, I'm this big dude flying and teaching. No, but I want to find out what's going on down there. I want to get involved in, you know, going around, seeing.
Well,
we definitely got to have you
in Boston. We definitely got to have you in Boston. So we'll talk more about that off air.
All right, definitely. It would be an honor because, if I have stuff to share, I'll share it. But also the learning experience, like going places and seeing how they do things, how y'all do things. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool. You could use it or adjust it or and magic happens when you travel. So and I've been recently learning this, so I'm really looking forward to in the next 2-3 months to be just traveling. So to put the word out there, you know, I mean, check out the website, check out this and other things. I'm in a magazine, a Big Move magazine coming out this month too. They're featuring I'm Courage and still going off on it because they love it. There's a whole bunch of stuff. We're involved in organizations that feed the hungry. If you go on my Facebook or on YouTube, you'll see it. Like, we provide the security while we walk through the homeless areas and stuff, and then we stop halfway and we do a Qigong session or 18 hands of Lohan session with the people, and, you know, get our blood bubbling again. And then it's just, we're just people are randomly just saying, hey, I got this going on, I have this festival. So, like, we show up at festivals, we challenge, we put out a I Encourage challenge, and we promote it. And so it's like anyone who could learn this 18 hands of Lohan would step up to the plate, do it with everybody, and then, like, take a challenge. And it's just amazing to see the attitude of the communities and how the children are just ready. The children are like, what's going on? I'm there. And then you have, like, the highly intellectual people. You see them standing around. They're right there. But there's something blocking them from taking it. And then when it's done, they're like, oh, my gosh, I should have did it. Oh, I don't want to do it. And I'm like, that's what's up. It's about courage. So we use martial arts and whatever we can do as a medium to spread the awareness of of these basic things that we lack. Like I'm not teaching anything like high university stuff. Like, you know, basic foundation thing. I'm not trying to tell people how to live their high spiritual life. I can't do that. But all I can do is help provide a venue that they're protected, or they can protect themselves so they can develop themselves. Because you can't be highly spiritual without dealing with your physical. And I'm just going in circles now, but yeah.
Yes. So I think we could wrap it up now. Like,
yes,
we've gone in for pretty long. But I just really wanted to thank you for being on the show, and thank you for sharing about your organization and what you guys are doing. It's definitely something that needed to be shared. So definitely, definitely thank you for coming on. Thank you for spending this time with us. And we're going to have you back on, of course. Our door is always open, you know, so you can always be guests on here in Conversations with the Queen. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Queen. Right. Keep it up. That's all I'm saying.
Do you have any last minute words, anything that you want to just wrap it up with,
I would just say this: I appreciate everybody that's involved in this. From every single comment of encouragement, I remember. I will never forget it. And just whatever you're doing, just go with that light. Keep pushing at it. If you're going against the grain, go against it with a smile. Picture it like you just did a workout, your arms are sore, but you know that's the good pain because you're just that much better. So I need to remind myself of this and everybody else at many times. When it's painful, enjoy it because it's gonna pay off because you're getting better. So you were being trained. So it's just about taking life into your own hands. Instead of being a victim, be the driver. And just have, if you don't have the courage, if you can't find one, if you can't find a way, make a way. All right? Just do that. Can't find a way, make one. Salute.
So thank you. Thank you for spending this time with us. And those are lovely last words. All right.
Thank you.
You've been listening into Conversations with the Queen here on Poetic Energy Network Station. And we are on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in next week because we will be having a very, very special guest, a sister from the Louisiana area, who will be speaking on childbirth and child rearing. She's trying to start up a company. No, she is starting up a company. She's not trying. She is starting up a company in the Louisiana area dedicated towards lowering the black infant mortality rate in that area, which is very high. And we'll be learning more about infant mortality after this Infant Mortality Month, September, Infant Mortality Awareness Month, September. So we'll definitely, definitely be a show that you want to come back for. It's going to be an educational experience. And I'm sure the sister will blow your mind with her intelligence and her determination and her passion. So again, that's next week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday, here on Conversations with the Queen. So we thank all of our guests and everybody who called in. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for spending this time with us. We do appreciate that. So I'm just going to say peace, blessings, and good night.